This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Because it's 10 past 10 on a Saturday morning, and we know what that means. It's a favourite moment of every one of our Saturday mornings, because it's time for A Moment with Margaret.
Campbell Brown, lovely boy. There was a dog on the field, but there you go. When all those boys, those blue boys running around with beautiful haircuts.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I've been watching bowls. Be interested in how I put down some beautiful bowls from the chair. And apologies to Miles. I didn't think his name was Andrew. I loved you, Miles.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
For Tyre Power, selected Kumho tyres. You can buy three and get one free. She is the first lady of SEN, and it's always wonderful to spend a moment with Margaret. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Pickus.
How you feeling,
good to
Margaret?
Good to be back. Can't keep a good girl down, can you?
No.
Oh, didn't think I'd ever get out, but however.
How long were you now? Were you ended up going inside.
12 days I was in hospital for.
12 days?
Yeah, you know, a long time.
All good now, though?
All good. Coming good. I'll be... there's a few hiccups, but you know what? I can get over them. I'll get over them. I'll deal with them.
Well, that's the main thing. I mean, you got through a little bit of a tough period, and we missed you last week. You would have been watching plenty of sport, though.
I listened to you. Oh, well, yes, I did. I watched what I could watch. Wasn't in much shape to watch a lot in the first half, but however, never mind. You know what? I'm here to tell the tale, aren't I?
That's the main thing. And we
That's
knew,
the main thing.
We knew you would be. How were you going when it was the Fremantle-Carlton game? Got a bit tight there.
Oh, did get a bit tight. In fact, I thought we were done. I thought we were going to lose this by a few points. And then the luck, Cottrell, he was on his way to kick that goal in any case.
Yeah, he was
on his way to kick a goal. But, did the job.
They find a way, your boys, at the moment, don't they? They just keep finding
a way
to win.
They are finding a way. They've learned how to win. They didn't know how to win before.
Now, how would you
laid down.
How would you have gone last week? Because, you know, when it gets tight like that, you're out the back. You go out the back. It's a bit hard when you're in hospital.
Yeah, it was. Wesley was there, see, so I couldn't even turn it off. He said, I'll put my hand in my head. Head in my hands, on me, my hand in my head. That would be good, wouldn't it? Anyway, bum up.
Did you
like it? Nothing like it.
Are you a golf fan? Have you been watching the Masters?
Yes,
I am a golf fan, but I haven't been watching it because it wasn't easy for me to get it. Although Wesley put Foxtel on my TV in the hospital because he put it on through his phone. He organised it. Don't worry, so as I could watch. But I did football and all that because wasn't on Foxtel.
Margaret, you
wasn't
would...
on TV.
TV, no, it wasn't. That's
so
right.
I got it. Anyway, that was lovely.
Margaret, my nan was a big, big golf fan. She loved Greg Norman. Her two great loves in life, other than her two grandkids, myself and my sister, were Greg Norman and Leighton Hewitt. And along with the photo of my sister and I, we actually buried her with a photo of Greg and Leighton Hewitt. So she loved Greg Norman all his career. Did you have a golfer that you were always drawn to, that you always loved to watch?
Well, I liked to watch Greg Norman too. I thought he was the bit. I liked to watch him too. I always keen for... Well, of course, he's an Aussie to start with, and so I'm always back in the Aussie corner. So I was barking for an Australian, whoever they are, to win. Yep. So, yes, I was a fan of Norman. Everybody loved Greg.
Now, we know how good a bowler you were and how good at bowls you were. Did you play golf as well?
No, couldn't with me. I didn't have a good back. But although I played bowls, I would have loved to have played golf. Today, I even say I would love to be out there playing golf. I think it's a great game. Can't understand anybody not playing it, but there you go.
Hear, hear.
I would love to have played golf.
Hey, the other thing, Margaret, is the IPL's on, and young Fraser McGurk, the Renegade, he got 50 on in his first match last night.
Oh, did he? See, well, I didn't watch it last night. I didn't watch it. I didn't realise it was on, to tell you the truth. I'm all up to pat with me show. I'll have to get organised today, I can tell you.
Well, you got the Blues this afternoon, so
first. Yes, I got the Blues this afternoon. I was disappointed with the Doggies last night. They didn't seem to be able to get going, you know.
No.
And you know, I noticed from the first couple of kicks that Liberatore was off.
Mm.
I thought Liber will have a great game tonight because really he's a great footballer. I love him.
Yeah, he's good.
And I was watching. I thought Liber's not—he's not himself tonight. So that was one tick they didn't have was Liber. And of course he did have a little bit of a lull at the end of the game, a bit of a collapse. So
hopefully everything's okay there. The Dogs are saying he's fine, so that's the main thing. He's a tough
they
little
say
bugger.
He's fine.
He's probably tired from carrying the team the week before.
He did carry in the week before. He was brilliant. He was brilliant.
He was unbelievable against Geelong.
Unbelievable. Everywhere. Pepper and salt in everything.
He was. So the Blues of Savo are on about 4 o'clock. You're going to listen to us? It's myself and Andy Marr and Adam
I will
White.
Be listening.
Yeah,
I'll be listening for certain. Yeah. Absolutely for certain.
GWS and the Saints this afternoon.
And Amanda brought me in. Got me organised with the radio and everything. She was marvellous.
That's
Amanda.
Great. Yeah, she's good.
She was in there two or three or four times to see me.
Oh, she's great.
Which I appreciate no end.
That's good.
I've got to send a big cheery out to some girls who were so brilliant to me. Darling Molly, come on scene, and as soon as she'd go on scene, she'd have the whole ward organised. Molly, you're a darling. And her partner, Patrick, watches you every week.
Really?
Well, every week he watches you. Emma and Aaron. And the fella that got me on track from the first go was Dr. Scholes. I couldn't believe how he diagnosed things and got me going.
Oh, that's great.
So thanks, Doc.
Good on you.
Real good boy, Ron. He told me to call him Ron, so Ron it is.
Good on you, Ronnie. Well done, Ron.
Good on you.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, beautiful.
You know
we don't give enough credit.
No, we don't.
We complain when things don't go right or whatever it might be, but they do an extraordinary job, doctors and nurses and the medical institution.
Phenomenal. They do. I totally agree.
Right Sandra. Off their feet, they're little angels when they have to be. They do extraordinary things and they're there for every second of it. They're just beautiful, beautiful people. Molly was a gorgeous little thing. That's my stint in there, and I don't expect to be back.
No,
I told them that.
Good.
I'm not doing a return.
No, that's good. Now, Margaret, it's a big game tomorrow.
Ooh.
The Maggots, your mob, the Maggots
are
playing tomorrow.
The Mavs are going well. the Mavs are looking good, and I think they'll do well.
Yeah,
so go Mavs.
Yeah, the Mavs are on tomorrow. So very first game. They've got a couple of injuries, which is a bit of a concern for the first game. A couple of key players.
Who's injured?
Well, a couple of them, I believe.
With your extensive medical report.
I heard Tracy Neville on the radio the other
morning. Oh, not Tracy, surely.
No, she's the coach.
Oh, no, she's the coach, isn't she?
No, she said we've lost a couple of our better players with injury, which is a bit unfortunate, but we'll cover
them.
She
gives them a good rev up every now and then.
She does.
So for those wanting to make sure you can listen on SEN, it's going to be on KO as well. The Mavericks taking on the Vixens. That's great scheduling to get them started. It's 2 p.m. tomorrow, John Cain Arena. Get your tickets if you can get there as well. History's going to be made. It's an exciting time in Super Netball, Margaret.
Oh, good. Listen, and I've got the Mavs T-shirt.
Oh,
have you got one of them already?
I've got the T-shirt. I'll be wearing it. I'll be wearing it. I'll sport it on myself and had my photo taken in it. So there you go.
You'll be getting to a game at some stage, won't you?
I certainly will. I've got a GM on. GM up.
Margaret, last time I was on, we spoke about the idea that you and I have. We're going to make millions when we launch your cookbook.
Good.
When with winter approaching, have you got a good one, like a good soup recipe or a stew, or because that's the time of the year where you need something to really warm the bones up.
I make soup every week. Every week I make soup because I like a bowl for lunch, and I like a good lentil soup, a good barley, pearl barley, and split peas together, and they must cook for at least 3 hours.
Three hours
I cook the onion, barley, for about 3 hours. Then I add celery, carrot, not a lot of potato, because I don't like to thicken it with peas. Soup's got to thicken itself. It's got to come to its body itself, not watery soup. Let the soup really, really cook and become nice and creamy.
Yeah,
I cook good barley vegetable soup, I take half of the vegetables out and bar mix them and leave the other half in, so I've got a texture of a little bit thick and a little bit creamy.
I like that. So you've got the vegetables that'll hold their constitution and will stay in their solid form, and then you thicken it up a little bit. That's genius.
So you take half out and bar mix all that, and put it back in and mix it together. Just let it have a simmer on for another hour or so. It gets nice and emulsified, lovely.
Beautiful.
And then I separate it then into about four basins, put three in the freezer and one out each week.
Lovely. I love a nice soup. It's an ongoing joke when I go down and catch up with the boys, wherever we go. So I always say, what do you got for soup? You got a soup? Yeah, there's always a soup of the day, and it's always bloody pumpkin or cauliflower. Things I can't eat.
You can't eat them.
That's dinner.
Not everybody likes them, and you know what? There's only two things in the bowl. You've got to have a good health. If you're making soup and spending your time with it, bang, put plenty of nice diced vegetable in it. It's fine, not great big lumps, nice fine veggie. And the barley, and do what I said. Take half it out, and you've got half and half, and it's delicious. And then when you're heating your soup up, if you need a little bit, it might be a bit thick for you. You think, that's a bit thick. You can always add a couple of tablespoons of water to it, and thin it down just a wee bit, and a little bit of salt, extra salt, or whatever.
This is wonderful. I've got a very similar recipe, Margaret. I throw chorizo in there as well, just to
spice
it up a little bit. Yeah. So, Margaret, we've got to get this done. The Moment with Margaret every Saturday morning, A Meal with Margaret, the cookbook, has to be coming soon. We'll continue to work on it. Have a great day. Good luck to your blues.
And off
rest
you go.
Up. We'll
Cheerio,
see you soon.
Boys.
See you, Margaret.
Love to be back talking to you. Cheerio.
Go on, you. Bye. See you, Margaret.